Two federal agents showed up at Vanessa Sivage's front door in the middle of a dinner party. It was July 24th, 2023. Sivage is a nurse. The men flashed badges, said they were with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and, according to her own sworn account to Congress, told her, "We know what you believe." They wanted one thing, the name of the surgeon who'd leaked hospital records to a journalist. She wouldn't give it to them. 3 years later, the hospital those agents were effectively protecting agreed to pay more than $10 million, fire 5 physicians, and put in writing what it had spent years denying, that it never actually stopped performing sex change procedures on children. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, how a Houston nurse's refusal to talk on her own doorstep turned into a landmark fraud settlement against the largest children's hospital in the country, and why the word vindication in this case only tells half the story. Texas Children's Hospital ran a pediatric gender medicine program for years. In February 2022, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, Republican of Texas, issued an opinion calling puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for minors a form of child abuse under state law. Governor Greg Abbott, also a Republican of Texas, ordered the state's child welfare agency to investigate. The following month, the hospital told the public it had paused those treatments for existing adolescent patients. Two people inside the hospital say that wasn't true. The first was Dr. Ethan Heim, a general surgeon. In the spring of 2023, he pulled internal hospital records and gave them to journalist Christopher Rufo, who published them in City Journal. The documents indicated at least 3 physicians kept performing the procedures on patients as young as 11, more than a year after the hospital's public announcement. Weeks later, Texas passed Senate Bill 14, banning the treatments for minors statewide. The Biden administration's Department of Justice, DOJ, didn't investigate the hospital. It investigated Heim. A grand jury indicted him on 4 felony counts of violating the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, exposing him to up to 10 years in prison and $250,000 in fines on each count. The prosecutor who led that case, Assistant U.S. Attorney Tina Ansari, was later removed after it surfaced that her own family's company held vending contracts across the same hospital network she was defending. On January 24, 2025, under new Justice Department leadership, all 4 counts were dismissed with prejudice. That's the story that made headlines. But Heim wasn't alone, and this is where it gets personal. Vanessa Sivage worked as a nurse at the hospital's Sci-Fair clinic. She'd asked for a religious exemption from dispensing puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones to children. The hospital refused. What almost nobody knew at the time is that Sivage had already, quietly, corroborated Heim's account for Rufo's follow-up reporting, anonymously, while still on staff, a full year before she ever said a word publicly under her own name. That's the corroboration the two agents came looking for in July of 2023. Sivage's testimony says they referenced an op-ed she'd published months earlier questioning pediatric gender care, called Heim the leaker, and suggested things would go easier for her if she cooperated. The Justice Department pursuing her, at the time, was led by Attorney General Merrick Garland, appointed by President Biden, a Democrat. She didn't cooperate. In June of 2024, she went public under her own name. The hospital put her on leave within days and fired her that August. Here's what the settlement announcement didn't lead with. Sivage had already filed a sealed federal lawsuit before any of this became public. Working with Burke Law Group, she brought a False Claims Act case, a whistleblower suit that lets a private citizen sue on the government's behalf and collect a share of whatever's recovered. It named Texas Children's Hospital and its Medicaid managed care arm. The mechanism, as her lawsuit and later testimony describe it, wasn't complicated. To bill Medicaid and other insurers for a gender transition procedure without it looking like exactly that, providers allegedly used mismatched diagnosis codes, labeling a male patient's chart with an estrogen deficiency to justify prescribing estrogen, and the mirror image testosterone diagnosis for female patients. Billing records tracked patients' stated gender identity rather than their birth sex. That's the alleged fraud in one sentence. Procedures the hospital told the public it had stopped, billed to Medicaid under diagnoses those patients didn't actually have, dating back to at least 2010. The Justice Department's Civil Division and the Texas Attorney General's Healthcare Program Enforcement Division opened parallel investigations, eventually combing through more than 5 million pages of hospital records. That combined pressure, a sealed whistleblower suit plus a state fraud probe, is what produced the settlement finalized on August 5, 2026. The numbers. Texas Children's will pay $8,576,000 to the state and $1,715,200 to Civage as her share of the recovery. Combined, $10,291,200, which Paxton's office and most coverage simply round to $10 million. Five physicians permanently lost hospital privileges, with the bylaws now rewritten so that performing a gender transition procedure on a minor triggers automatic termination going forward. And the hospital must build and fund, by the end of October this year, the nation's first hospital-based detransition clinic, free care for 5 years to patients who received the treatment there. Like most False Claims Act settlements, this isn't a blanket admission of guilt. Texas Children's own statement maintains it's been compliant with all laws and says it settled to protect our resources from endless and costly litigation. But the agreement forces something narrower and harder to spin. A written statement acknowledging its providers performed sex-rejecting procedures on both minor and adult patients, and that its earlier public denials are, in the settlement's own words, removed and superseded. Start with who gets credit. Attorney General Ken Paxton, Republican of Texas, opened the state investigation and negotiated the final deal, calling it a message that, if you put radical ideology over children's health, my office will go after you. Assistant Attorney General Brett Shumate, who led the Justice Department's Civil Division under the current administration, framed it more as institutional reform. He said he was grateful that Texas Children's wants to be part of the solution and no longer the problem. Now the harder half. Who doesn't get credit and what's still unresolved? In April of 2025, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Office for Civil Rights, opened a federal investigation into Civage's firing under the Church Amendments, the federal law protecting health workers' religious and moral objections. Acting Director Anthony Archivell, appointed under the Trump administration, promised HHS would robustly enforce federal laws protecting these courageous whistleblowers. As of the settlement's finalization, no public resolution of that investigation had been announced.
That same month, Civage testified alongside Haim before the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution and Limited Government at a hearing titled Ending Lawfare Against Whistleblowers Who Protect Children, chaired by Representative Chip Roy, Republican of Texas. Ranking Member Mary Gay Scanlon, Democrat of Pennsylvania, was present for that hearing too. It's where Civage put the billing mechanics on the congressional record in the most detail she ever has, on the same day the settlement was still more than a year from closing. None of that made the settlement's press release. The $10 million fraud case is closed. the FBI visit to a nurse's home, and a federal civil rights investigation into why she lost her job remain open threads the settlement doesn't touch. Texas Children's Hospital told the public in 2022 it had stopped. A settlement it signed in 2026 requires it to say in writing that it hadn't, and to pay more than $10 million and build a detransition clinic to prove it means it now. But the whistleblower who helped force that admission still says the federal government showed up at her home to intimidate her out of talking, and the agency now investigating her firing hasn't said how that investigation ends. The fraud case is settled. Vanessa Sivage's case for what was done to her isn't. That's the story, the settlement, the surgeon who was indicted instead of prosecuted, and the nurse who says the FBI came to her house to keep her quiet. Every document behind it, Sivage's full written testimony, the settlement terms, and the primary court filings, is up right now. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. If this is the kind of accountability reporting you want in your feed every week, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts.